Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today going to be sunny. We'll have a high of about 77. Right now in Kenosha, 58 degrees. In Burlington, 55. 60 in Milwaukee, 59 degrees in Racine. Police in Mount Pleasant have been investigating what was reported to be a drive-by shooting that occurred after about 4:30 or so this morning. A couple of teenagers discovered along Sheridan Road north of Highway KR, one of them with a gunshot wound to the leg, the other shot in the face. Now, the request was made for Flight for Life to come into the hospital to get one of the victims. However, fog this morning keeping the chopper on the ground, so both were taken by South Shore paramedics to All Saints Emergency. The only information about a possible offender, a vehicle, dark in color, may be headed southbound on Highway 32. Police from Racine initially asked to come divert southbound traffic from 32 at Chicory Road. The Kenosha Sheriff's Department about diverting northbound traffic at KR. Northbound morning drive traffic reopened, but to one lane around the crime scene, while Pleasant Police having one squad guarding the median side. Nearly 10,000 cases of Eggo Nutri-Grain whole wheat waffles are being recalled from 25 states, and Wisconsin is one of them, because they may be contaminated with the bacterial Listeria. Here's more on that from Marlis Margaris.
Listeria can cause serious and even deadly infections. It primarily affects the elderly, pregnant women, newborns, and people with weak immune systems. The Battle Creek, Michigan company said Monday it has received no reports of illnesses. Kellogg says it learned of the potential problem after routine testing. The waffles, available in 10-count packs with used-by dates of November 21, 2017 and November 22, 2017, were sold in 25 states. Other Eggo waffle flavors and sizes are not being recalled. Marlis Margaris, Washington.
A good chunk of last night's Kenosha City Council meeting focused in on a Class A liquor license proposed for the mobile station on 22nd Avenue, but recommended for denial based on it being less than 300 feet from a church. Alderman Jesse Downing disagreed with the committee's unanimous vote. It was Alderman Scott Gordon believing that a liquor license for that location wasn't needed, given it has a beer license and there's liquor available nearby. It was also Alderman David Paff who said he initially had his doubts, but a closer look at a petition supporting it contained what appeared to include some customer names, not exactly residents near that business.
Many of these addresses are in Racine in Pleasant Prairie. Many of them live on 80th Avenue. This is in nowhere surrounding this particular business. So I do agree he probably gets customers from all over, and that's great. But putting a petition, say, on the counter and having people sign it, to me, isn't the same thing as going door-to-door and talking to the residents, which I did do.
Council voted was 14-2 in support of the committee's recommendation to deny the liquor license. Just a matter of time before the external changes began to show up, and now comes word the signage for the All Saints Hospital campus in Racine will be switching from Wheaton Franciscan to Ascension. The new formal name of the medical complex will be Ascension All Saints Hospital. Signs will be appearing over the next year and a half. Ascension, the largest nonprofit healthcare system in the country. Some more arguments expected in Milwaukee federal court later today on the Tremper High School student's request to use the bathroom of his gender identity. In court Monday, the judge hearing that case refused to dismiss the lawsuit outright, indicating there's enough uncertainty existing in current law to give the plaintiffs a plausible chance for success. But Ash Whitaker's attorneys have to clear a much bigger hurdle to get a preliminary injunction against the district. Those arguments will be taking place this afternoon. He's the owner of the National Hockey League's Minnesota Wild. He's Racine resident Craig Leopold, and he talked to a group of mostly students at the Carthage College Siebert Chapel last night about sports marketing and management, but of course mainly about hockey. Now, he said when asked about it, he would not have a financial stake in a proposed downtown Racine arena to attract a Bucks D-League basketball team and a minor league hockey club. The only question that was raised about it during that one-hour event.
I am very, very supportive of that project, personally. And I'm not going to be involved in the financing of the arena, but if the arena is built, I have committed to putting a USHL hockey team in that arena.
He explained to the students in that the website content really big in sports these days, and there are jobs for talented young adults who like to write. He said you want to get latched up with a sports team, get an internship. That can lead to other things. And Leopold acknowledged that his Minnesota Wild probably going to have to get past the Chicago Blackhawks in the playoffs, but he boasted they had a 5-0 regular season record against the Hawks last year. Well, last week, Racine City Engineer John Rooney indicated the two new roundabouts on reconstructed State Street would be opening at the end of the month, and now it's official. Friday, September 30th is the date. The motoring public has had a chance to travel the new concrete heading toward Spring Street and Memorial Drive from the west, but Rooney says it's all going to open up on the 30th. That's about 6 months after the work began. Rooney adding that some final touches, including the planting of trees, still needs to take place, but otherwise the long detour will be over, but with some new traffic patterns created. Figures out from the Wisconsin Realtors Association showing summer sales of existing homes in Wisconsin ending on a very strong note for the month of August. That and the local numbers from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
In southeast Wisconsin, sales were up 9.8% over last August, with Kenosha County showing an 18.9% increase, 7.9% in Racine County, and 9.2% in Milwaukee County. Median prices also increased, 17.9% in Kenosha County, 2.2% in Racine County, and 5.9% in Milwaukee County. Through the first 8 months of the year, Kenosha County sales rose 8.4%, 6.2% in Racine County, and 10.4% in Milwaukee County. Median prices rose 5.6% in Kenosha County, 1.1% in Racine County, and 5.2% in Milwaukee County. Statewide August sales were up 9% over last year, with median prices rising to $170,000. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Caledonia's Village Administrator Tom Christensen presenting the proposed 2017 budget to the Board of Trustees last night, calling his second budget a little more challenging than the first. He says he presented a balanced budget to the trustees that addresses some concerns within the village, like paying off some of the debt in tax incremental District 4. The new village hall will be opening up, Christensen proposing the office portion of the existing structure be demolished and a garage for village equipment constructed in its place. And he says the budget includes about $1.6 million worth of capital projects.
The typical capital items that we budget for in our levy. We don't borrow for capital items, typical capital items like cars and roads and things like that. So that's all part of the levy with us.
He's also proposing creation of a new position, Human Resources Assistant Village Administrator, to address the village's HR needs. There's funding for a 2% across-the-board wage increase for employees. The budget also has a $150,000 or 1.1% increase in the levy over this year's spending plan. It was an attempt by a former Kenosha school board member to bring up the Ash Whitaker transgender lawsuit at the annual electors meeting last night. That effort by Kyle Flood fell flat, the electors voting it down. Meanwhile, Chris Leipsky, a citizen member for the school board's finance committee, made another motion, this to increase the annual salary of board members from $4,500 to $6,500, first raise in 7 years, which was approved.
One of the reasons why I brought up this motion was it was my understanding, and that's why I wanted clarification, is that Racine Unified actually does get about $6,000 a year. Seeing that I've seen a lot of the hard work that you've actually done over the years, I've been involved with the school board, I felt that we at least should actually have you at the equal compensation to other school districts.
The electors further supporting a tax levy that calls for a property tax decrease thanks to more state aid and higher property values. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They are on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.